Hey, Mama. I know getting meals on the table for your family can feel tough, especially finding weeknight-friendly meals that everyone in the family will love. There's a good chance it's why you're here, at least I hope so. Helping moms take the stress out of feeding their family is my biggest passion. It's why I share with you here, and it's why I created the Healthy Mama Cooking Club. If you've ever wished this podcast came with a weekly done-for-you dinner plan with a shopping list and meal prep tips, or maybe a recipe library with over 200 family-friendly recipes, cooking tips, how-tos, and hacks? Well, it does, and it's all in the Healthy Mama Cooking Club over on Patreon. Starting at just $3 a month for access to our 200-plus recipe vault with printable PDF recipes, or $5 a month for weekly done-for-you dinner plans, plus the recipe vault and bonus podcasts every month, the Healthy Mama Cooking Club is the dinner time solution you're looking for. Head to patreon.com/healthymamachris or click the link in the show notes to try it out for a week free and join over 130 other busy mamas making weeknight meals work with the Healthy Mama Cooking Club. I can't wait to see you in there. All right, let's get on with the episode. Welcome to what I'm calling Summer Snacks, bite-sized episodes to give you meal inspiration throughout the summer without taking too much time away from the beach or pool. In today's episode, we are talking breakfast. Specifically, quick ideas for make-ahead summer breakfast. Does cooking feel like a struggle more often than you want to admit? Do school lunches get boring after the third week, and even cereal for breakfast sometimes feels like too much effort? Let alone feeding yourself and your family meals with vegetables they'll actually eat? If you're a busy mama like me, you can probably relate. I'm Chris Dovniak, and welcome to My Healthy Mama Kitchen. I'm a trained chef, culinary nutritionist, and mama of two, and I'm here to guide you in making healthy eating easy and accessible by simplifying your meal plan, demystifying meal prep, taking the stress out of weeknight dinners, and helping you learn to cook your family delicious, nutrient-dense meals along the way without spending hours in the kitchen or thousands of dollars a month at Whole Foods. In this podcast, I'm here to share my best tips, tools, and hacks for your real-life Healthy Mama Kitchen with a side of humor and sometimes a little bit of spice. So grab your favorite apron and let's get cooking. I know that summer mornings are oftentimes much easier and less stressful, at least for us, than school year mornings where we have places to go right away. But oftentimes, in that ease, we sometimes forget that breakfast is still an essential, especially if we are going out and about and going on adventures. We want something that is going to fill us and fill our kids and fuel us for our busy day. But I know the summertime is hot and many of us do not want to be cooking breakfast every single morning. So taking some time once a week and making some make-ahead breakfasts that are easy to grab, especially easy for the kids to grab first thing in the morning, is so helpful. I want to keep this quick, so let's dive in. We're going to divide this up between savory ideas and sweet ideas because I know everyone, kids included, has an opinion on savory versus sweet breakfasts. Now, I am someone who kind of switches on and off most of the time, year round, but summer especially. I do my smoothie recipe, shameless self-promotion. I have 24 smoothie recipes plus my entire smoothie formula in my ebook, Deliciously Drinkable. But smoothies are my go-to in the morning. I love making smoothie bags to make them even easier first thing in the morning. But on the weekends and when we have a little bit more time in the morning, sometimes I like something savory too. So even though I just gave you one idea, smoothies and smoothie bags, let's dive into our savory options for make-ahead breakfast. You've probably heard me talk about these before, but one of my absolute go-tos is egg cups or egg muffins, whatever you want to call them. I make these in a silicone muffin pan, so they pop right out. I do spray them with some avocado oil spray, but basically you're just mixing together whatever you would mix together for a frittata, but putting it into individual muffin cups. So eggs, some sort of milk or cream, maybe some cheese, maybe some meat. Sometimes we'll do, you know, chopped ham and cheddar and then some peppers and onions for a Western style. We'll do broccoli cheddar. We'll do a Greek-inspired one with Kalamata olives, spinach, tomatoes, feta cheese. There are so many different options. They're a great way to use up leftover produce, use up bits and pieces that you have in your fridge, and they're a great quick breakfast option. Another great egg-centric make-ahead breakfast idea is breakfast quesadillas. So if you have leftover fajita tortillas, like fajita-sized tortillas, the siete tortillas work well for size purposes. You can basically just make a quesadilla. I will heat up the tortilla, add some cheese to the bottom, add my fillings. In this case, it's some sort of egg. And then whatever other fillings you want to do, you can make it kind of burrito style. And you could do refried beans or black beans or pinto beans, a little bit of salsa. Top it with cheese. Cook it like you would any other quesadilla. Make sure you're not adding too much oil to it or it might get soggy. And then I add it to a piece of foil. Fold that up tight and freeze it. And then you can reheat it in a toaster oven or an air fryer or the oven. You can reheat it in the microwave. Obviously, take the foil off first, but I prefer the other three options. So we love breakfast quesadillas. I have recipes for egg cups and breakfast quesadillas on my website, and I'll link those below. Freezer breakfast burritos are another great idea. I have a recipe for these in my budget kitchen breakfast ebook, and basically the same fillings as a breakfast quesadilla, but you turn it into a burrito. Same deal with the foil. I also love my copycat spinach feta and egg white wrap. So it's a Starbucks copycat recipe. I use whole eggs, but you could definitely use egg whites as well. And those are another great option for something if you're wanting something a little bit more savory. Another option for something savory, which is like super trending right now, is cottage cheese. I am a huge cottage cheese fan, and I always have been, and it's one of those things where I didn't used to talk about it because I thought it was weird, but good culture cottage cheese is the absolute best, and you can make a savory cottage cheese bowl as the base, just like you would a yogurt bowl, but I love doing sliced tomatoes, avocado, maybe some chopped peppers, red onion. You can also add any sort of fresh herbs, so some sliced basil, a little bit of cracked black pepper, a little bit of sea salt because the cottage cheese is already salty. You're getting in your protein. If it's a full-fat cottage cheese, you're getting in some healthy fats. You can also drizzle some olive oil on top or balsamic on top too. You're getting in your veggies. It's such a great combination, and you can make it ahead, though I would hold off on the avocado until the day of. You can make it ahead, put it in a little meal prep container, or it's really quick to make morning of as well. And then lastly, freezer breakfast sandwiches. So if you make a frittata, but a frittata in a sheet pan, so a small sheet pan or an 8x8-inch pan, and make it really thin rather than putting it in a round dish or a cast iron pan, you can let it cool and slice it up to fit into an English muffin or a bagel. You can even do a gluten-free bagel. I recommend toasting these a little bit before you put the toppings on. You can top it with cheese. You can top it with whatever cooked vegetables you want to top it with, and then let it cool down a bit, and then foil it up, put it in the freezer, and then in the morning, you can separate it and you can add any sort of toppings you want to add. You can do avocado, maybe a sriracha mayo. I forgot to mention, you can also put meat on this. You could put ham, you could put sausage, you could put bacon, and they're really easy to reheat as well. So I've got a few sandwich options here, but that frittata is also good in and of itself as a make-ahead breakfast too. So I have a summer frittata recipe in the Healthy Mama Cooking Club Summer Mix and Match Family Meal Plan. I also have those cottage cheese bowls, so some of those options are in there as well. Let's move on to some sweet options, and then I'll share some sweet and savory options. The first one is chia pudding. I love chia pudding as a quick, nutrient-dense snack, but if you add either protein powder or Greek yogurt or a mix of protein powder and Greek yogurt to your basic chia pudding, you're going to need a little bit more liquid if you are adding protein powder, especially if it's a protein powder that has fiber in it. But this not only adds some flavor, it adds some protein, giving it more staying power. So you can make these ahead and make a big batch and have breakfast all week long. Overnight oats is another great option. You can make a base overnight oats, and then anyone in your family can just top it with whatever fruit or nut butter or nuts or whatever they want to in the morning. Or turn those oats into oatmeal bites, and you can make little mini oatmeal cups. These are great. My kids will eat them cold. I like to warm them up a little bit, but they like to eat them cold. I have a banana bread one on my website, and they're really quick and easy to make. You can switch out the banana for berries as well. And I like to bake these in the oven in the same silicone muffin pan that I use for the egg cups. And these are a quick pop them in a meal prep container, and the kids can go in the fridge and just take them out and have a couple of those, and those are their breakfast. We like to always have some pre-prepped fruit on hand too, so the kids can go in and just open the container and grab a handful of fruit to go with their breakfast as well. You might notice I like as much hands-off breakfast as possible in the summertime. Another make-ahead option that you could make the morning of, too, if you have a little bit more time, is waffles. I love making my waffles and pancakes higher in protein, so they're a little bit more filling. They feel a little bit more like a full meal. And I have a banana blueberry protein waffle in the summer mix and match family meal plan for the cooking club that is so good. My kids went crazy the first time I made them. They're like, why don't you make waffles more often? The truth is, they just take a lot of time. And most of the time, I can't be bothered with complicated breakfasts in the morning. That's why I do meal prep. So if you do have the time and you want to make waffles in the morning, make a double or triple batch and freeze them. You can freeze them very easily and then just reheat them. If you have a small waffle maker, you can put them in your toaster. If you have a Belgian style waffle maker, which is what we have, you can put them on the oven, in the oven or in a toaster oven and reheat them that way. A little bit of maple syrup, maybe some extra fruit on top. Easy breakfast. And you've already got the protein in there, so you don't need to worry about that. But you could always do some like chicken sausage or something like that on the side. The Amy Lou chicken sausages from Costco are our family's favorite. Yogurt parfaits are another great option you can make ahead of time. Put them in little mini mason jars and just layer your yogurt. If you want to use any sweetener for your yogurt, if you're not buying pre-sweetened, which we normally buy just the plain whole milk Greek yogurt, either Cabot or Trader Joe's or Aldi, and add in some honey or maple syrup, some vanilla extract maybe. Just whisk that together, add that to the bottom, add some fruit. If you're going to use granola, put it at the top so it doesn't get soggy. So those are easy. Make those, pop them in the fridge, and then your kids can grab those. Or you can grab them too. I keep referring to your kids because I think oftentimes we're looking for solutions for the kids outside of just a bowl of cereal and milk, which is great in a pinch. But these obviously work for you too. And even though I mentioned that my smoothie is what I do pretty much every morning, I also love a lot of these options, especially for me, the egg cups, the overnight oats, the freezer waffles on occasion too are great quick grabs for me too.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I also have to mention drinkable yogurts. Basically, you can either mix yogurt and milk and some sort of a frozen fruit, blend it up, or just kefir and frozen fruit, and make your own drinkable yogurts for like a third of the price of what you can buy in the store. I know they come in those like cute little containers that have characters on them, but they're so expensive and they're so easy to make at home. So you can make some of those up, put them in little mason jars, pop them in the fridge, and the kids can have a drinkable on-the-go breakfast, which is awesome if you're heading out on an adventure. Another thing I love to do, instead of making a drinkable yogurt, I like making a smoothie and freezing it into popsicle form. And then the kids, especially in the heat of the summer when the mornings are really hot, the kids can have a popsicle for breakfast, but they're getting in a ton of nutrients. Any of my smoothie recipes from Deliciously Drinkable are going to work for the smoothie bags. Just make sure it's thin enough and then freeze them. Make sure you freeze them at least 4 hours. So making them one day and having them the next day works really well, and they can have a smoothie popsicle. And last but not least, something really easy that isn't necessarily make ahead, but the kids can make it really easily, are fruit and peanut butter or fruit and whatever nut butter or sun butter you want to use, roll-ups. So basically you take a wrap and smear some peanut butter or nut butter of some sort on that, add fruit in the middle. We call this banana sushi in our house because usually what we'll do is do one whole banana in the middle of that, roll it up and slice it like sushi. But you can do any sort of fruit and then just roll it up really tight, slice it up, and they're way more fun to eat than just going, oh, here's a wrap with some peanut butter and some fruit on it. And then really quick, a couple options for sweet or savory. I mentioned cottage cheese as a savory option. You can also make the cottage cheese sweet. You can do some sort of fruit on top of that. You can do granola on top of it as well. You could do nut butter. You can do a drizzle of honey Personally, I'm not a sweet cottage cheese person. So to me, that is not my favorite option. But for you, for those of you who like sweet cottage cheese, make your own cottage cheese bowl. It comes together really fast and you can make them ahead too. I love meal prep protein boxes. My favorite is to roast up some peppers, onions, and potatoes. And then you use that as a base and you can top these with eggs or sausage, avocado, any sort of dressing if you want to do. I mentioned that sriracha aioli on a breakfast sandwich. It works really well on a meal prep breakfast bowl as well. Now, you can also cook the sausage along with the peppers and onions and potatoes too. So make sure that when you do that, you're chopping the potatoes small enough and you're mixing everything really well with some oil and some seasonings. I typically do garlic powder, sea salt, smoked paprika, sometimes a little bit of onion powder, oregano. So toss that all together. Roast it up, and you can top that with sausage, you can top it with eggs, you can top it with avocado, any sort of toppings, and they're easy grab and go. You can reheat those as well. And then I have meal prep breakfast quinoa bowls in my budget kitchen breakfast guide, and those are a great idea too. If you've never had quinoa for breakfast, quinoa is such a great grain that has protein in it, has plant-based protein, and if you mix it with a little bit of butter or coconut oil, a little bit of cheese if you do cheese, and then whatever your favorite toppings are, similar to the savory or the sweet cottage cheese bowls, you can mix this up with any of your favorite summer vegetables, fresh or cooked. You can do fruit on there. You can do a hard-cooked or a soft-cooked egg on there as well. So there's a lot of options there too. So consider using quinoa as your base for your breakfast bowl. And remember, summer is going to be more casual. Have something on hand as a backup. Have that cereal, that yogurt and granola, something easy for any of you to grab, because sometimes we just don't have the time to make things ahead. We don't have the time in the morning, and that's okay. Go easy on yourself. It's summer and you're doing great. I hope you enjoyed this bite-sized episode. For more from me all summer long, join us in the Healthy Mama Cooking Club on Patreon. It starts at just $3 a month. You'll get weekly meal inspiration with links to recipes, a meal plan and grocery list if you want to make it your weekly meal plan, monthly member exclusive recipes, access to our recipe vault with over 100 family-friendly recipes, quick cooking tips, bonus podcasts, and more. This month, we have a ton of new summer recipes, including a chopped Mediterranean salad, black and white fish sandwich with easy remoulade, grilled salmon Caesars, Hawaiian beef kebabs with coconut rice, and so many more. You can try it out and get your first week free at patreon.com/healthymamachris. Until next time, happy summer snacking.
Thank you for listening to Mommy's Podcast.
Friend, thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Healthy Mama Kitchen Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe wherever you love to listen to podcasts so you never miss a cooking tip. If you've been loving this podcast, it would mean so much to me if you left a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. It truly makes a difference in how many other busy cooks find this show and lets me know what you're loving and want to hear more of. For show notes and links to all the recipes and tools I mention, head to healthymamachris.com/podcast. For daily eats, cooking tips, and family-friendly shortcut dinner ideas, be sure to follow along over on Instagram at @healthymamachris. Remember, cooking for your family may not always feel easy, but it can be simple.